Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Yom Rabbi Avram Goldhar and the name is Zechus Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav, the third parak, Lulav HaGazel. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi inquired, No debe esrog simani treifa mahu. What's the halach of signs of a treifa appeared in an esrog? The Gemara says that Rabbi was asking about a case like that of Ula, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a lung that can be poured like a flask of water is kosher. And Rabbi said, Behud dekaima simpona. This is only applicable where its bronchial tubes are intact, but if they're not intact, it is a sign of a treifa. Rashi in Chulin explains that the dissolving of the interior flesh is considered a non-fatal defect only as long as the air passages did not dissolve, so that the lung still contains air passages within its membrane. Rav's question in regard to an esrog is, what is the halacha if its flesh is dissolved but the inner pockets containing the seeds are intact? Perhaps in the case of the lung, the lashalit ba'avir, where the external atmosphere doesn't impact on it, for the lung is enclosed within the body, hadabariya, that even though the flesh has dissolved, it can regenerate, and that's why the animal is not a treifa. But here in the case of the esrog, the external atmosphere does impact on it, and it inevitably rots once the flesh has dissolved, and since it cannot be corrected, it's not going to regenerate, the esrog is puzzled. Or perhaps there's no difference between the lung and the esrog. The Gemara's attempt to resolve the question is not successful. Point number two, a state in the Braisa, Gadu Batfus, V'asu Kamin Bria Acheres Pasol. If one grew the esrog in a mold and formed it like another species, it is pasol. Rav said that the thought is only when one formed the esrog like another species. V'kabriyaso kosher. But if one shaped it like its own form, it's kosher. The Gemara said this is obvious as the Braisa stipulated like another species, and an answer is called Sricha Davide Dape Dape. Rav's statement was necessary concerning a case where the esrog was fashioned with many planks. Rashi explains that Rav refers to a mold that caused the esrog to grow in the shape of a water wheel with numerous broad spokes emerging from a central core. Rav teaches that this is considered a normal form of esrog. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Rav Yudah holds, Ein ogdin as a lulav el bemino. We may not bind the lulav bundle except with its own kind, whereas Rabbi Meir holds, afil b'chut b'meshicho. We may bind it even with linen thread. Rav said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, afil b'siv, afil b'ikrit d'dikla. We may bind the lulav even with the ivy that grows around the trunk of the palm tree, and even with the strips of bark from the trunk of the palm tree. Rashi explains that even though they are a different color than the lulav and do not enhance its appearance, they can be used since Rabbi Yehuda does not require hadar for the lulav. Rav says that Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is that he holds lulav sarech eged, that the lulav requires bundling with the other species as part of the mitzvah. Rashi explains that since the eged is required, whatever is joined in the bundle, even as a wrapping, is considered an inherent part of the mitzvah. Therefore, if one uses a fifth material, he will violate a bal tosi, the prohibition of adding to a mitzvah. So once again, the three points are number one. Rava inquired, No debe esrog simani treifa mahu. What is the halacha if signs of a treifa appeared in an esrog? The Gemara says that Rava was asking about a case like that of Ula, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that a lung that can be poured like a flask of water is kosher. And Rava said, that this is only applicable where its bronchial tubes are intact, but if they're not intact, it is a sign of a treifa. Rashi in Chulin explains that the dissolving of the interior flesh is considered a non-fatal defect as long as the air passages did not dissolve, so that the lung still contains air passages within its membrane. Rav's question in regard to an esrog is, what is the halacha if its flesh is dissolved, but the inner pockets containing the seeds are intact? Perhaps in the case of the lung, the lashalik ba'avira, where the external atmosphere doesn't impact on it, for the lung is enclosed within the body, hadabariya, that even though the flesh has dissolved, it can regenerate, and that's why the animal is not a treifa. But here in the case of the esrog, the external atmosphere does impact on it, and it inevitably rots once the flesh has dissolved, and since it doesn't regenerate on its own, the esrog is pasul. Or perhaps there's no difference between the lung and the esrog. The Gemara's attempt to resolve the question is not successful. Point number two, a state in a braisa, gadu b'tfus v'asu kamin bria acheres pasul. If one grew the esrog in a mold and it formed like another species, it is pasul. Rav said that the taught is only when one formed the esrog like another species. Aval kibriyasu kasher, but if one shaped like its own form, it's kosher. The Gemara asks that this is obvious, as the braisa stipulate like another species, and it answers l'tzricha davide dapi dapi. Rav's statement was necessary concerning a case where the esrog was fashioned with many planks. Rashi explains that rubber refers to a mold that caused the esrog to grow in the shape of a water wheel with numerous broad spokes emerging from a central core. Rava teaches that this is considered a normal form of esrog. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Rav Yudah holds, Ein ogdin as a lulav el bemino. We may not bind the lulav bundle except with its own kind, whereas Rav Meir holds, afil b'chut b'meshicha, we may bind it even with linen thread. Rava said, that according to Rav Yehuda, afil b'siv, afil b'ikra d'dikla. We may bind the lulav even with the ivy that grows around the trunk of the palm tree, and even with strips of bark from the trunk of the palm tree. Rush explains that even though they are a different color than the lulav and do not enhance its appearance, they can be used since Rabbi Yehuda does not require hadar for the lulav. Rava says that Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is that he holds lulav sarech eged, that the lulav requires bundling with the other species as part of the mitzvah. Rashi explains that since the eged is required, whatever is joined in the bundle, even as a wrapping, is considered an inherent part of the mitzvah. Therefore, if one uses a fifth material, he will have violated bal tosif, the prohibition of adding to a mitzvah. All right, so now we go to our siman, and our standard siman for lamed vav is a lulav. A lulav, so here goes. The embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim with what turned out to be trefes rogim, replaced them with a srogim that looked like water wheels, and gave each person a free eged from one of the dalad meaning. Once again, it's slow motion. The embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim, 36 lulavim, that must be run daf lamed vav, 36. The embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim with what turned out to be trefes rogim, which reminds us, Rava inquired, Nod be'esrog simani trefa mahu, what is the halacha of the signs of a trefa appeared in an esrog, if its flesh is dissolved, but the inner pockets containing the seeds are intact? Perhaps in the case of a lung, where the bronchial tubes are still intact, since the external atmosphere doesn't impact on it, for the lung is enclosed within the body, that even though the flesh has dissolved, hadar barya, it can regenerate, and that's why the animal is not a trefa. But here in the case of the esrog, the external atmosphere does impact on it, and it inevitably rots once the flesh has dissolved, and since it doesn't regenerate, the esrog is pasul. Or perhaps there is no difference between the lung and the esrog. The Gemara's attempt to resolve the question is not successful. So the embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim with what turned out to be trefes rogim, replaced them with a srogim that looked like water wheels, which reminds us there was stated in a braisa, gadu betfus v'asu kamim bria recheres pasul. If one grew the esrog in a mold and it formed like another species, it's pasul. Rava said that they taught this only when one formed an esrog like another species. But if one shaped like its own form, it's kosher. The Gemara asks, that's obvious, the Bryce is stipulated like another species, and answers that Rava's statement was necessary concerning a case where the esrog was fashioned with many planks, which refers to a mold that caused the esrog to grow in the shape of a water wheel, with numerous broad spokes emerging from a central core. Rava teaches that this is considered a normal form of esrog. So the embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim with what turned out to be trefes rogim, replaced him with esrogim that looked like water wheels, and gave each person a free eged, from one of the dalad meaning. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Ein ogdin es lulav ela b'mino. We may not bind the lulav bundle except with its own kind. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds, Afil b'chut m'mashicha. We may bind it even with one thread. Rava says, Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning is that he holds lulav sarich eged, that the lulav requires bundling with the other species as part of the mitzvah. Rashi explains that since the eged is required, whatever is joined in the bundle, even as a wrapping, is considered an inherent part of the mitzvah. Therefore, if one uses a fifth material, he will violate a bal tosif, the prohibition of adding to a mitzvah. So once again, the embarrassed merchant who sold 36 lulavim with what turned out to be trefes rogim, replaced them with a srogim that looked like water wheels, and gave each person a free eged from one of the dalad meaning. All right, now it's time for a four blabak chazara. Daf lamed beis. So the siman daf lamed beis is a mad scientist in a lab. So here goes. The mad scientist working in a sukkah lab. Mad scientist in a lab? That must mean we're on daf lamed beis. The mad scientist working in a sukkah lab on developing a species of lulav where the tumas never split, which reminds us, Rav Papa asks what the halakha is in a case where the tumas is split all the way down to the spine so that the top of the spine is split. The Gemara gives two different versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Yeshua ben Levi, one suggesting that the tumas is kosher, whereas if it was removed, it'd be pasul. The other one saying that a split tumas is as if it's removed. So the mad scientist working in a sukkah lab on developing a species of lulav where the tumas never split ended up producing a mutant thorny lulav, which reminds us, Ravina said to Rav Ashi, on what basis do we know that kapos tamarim requires us to take a lulav, which is the pliant palm branch whose leaves hug its spine? So a number of alternatives are suggested which are rejected, one being that the Gemara has ve'ema kufra, but say the pasuk refers to a palm shoot, which is a branch that is 1 or 2 years old and has begun to harden, but the stems protruding from it still can be bent back and tied to it. Abai said, its ways are pleasantness and all its pathways are peace. Rashi explains that since a palm shoot has thorny projections, it's unpleasant for one to hold. So the mad scientist working in a sukkah lab on developing a species of lulav where the tumas never split ended up producing a mutant thorny lulav that was plaited like a braid and look more like a hadas. Which reminds us, it was taught in Brisa regarding identifying a hadas anav eitz avos sha'anafav chofim es eitzo. The term of shoot of the pleiad tree refers to a species whose shoots cover its branches, which is a hadas. Another Brisa stated that the term shoot of the pleiad tree implies kalua can mean klia v'domun shalshelas, that the tree's leaves are pleated like a braid and similar to an interlocking chain, and this is a reference to hadas. The Gemara asks, what's the case of a twig that's pleated? And Rav Yehuda said, it's where the leaves stand, trasa trasa tarpe bikina, in clusters of three on each base. Rav Gana said, afilo trevachad, even if they stand in pairs, with the third one overlapping each pair. Daf Lamed Gimel, so the similar Daf Lamed Gimel is a peg leg pirate. So here goes. The peg leg pirate, that must be more on Daf Lamed Gimel. The peg leg pirate got angry after he clipped off the top of the hadas and saw a new bud begin to grow on Yantav, which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmi asked what the halacha is if the top of the hadas was clipped off before Yantav and a date grew on it during Yantav. Yesh dichui eitzel mitzvahs or lo, is there a permanent rejection in regard to mitzvahs or not? The concept of dichui, which applies in regard to kachim, is that once an object is disqualified from use in a specific service, it is permanently rejected, even if the reason for disqualification ceases to exist. The Gemara asks why Rabbi Yirmi is uncertain, since the case in Chulin regarding kitzui dam implies ein dichui eitzel mitzvahs, there is no permanent rejection in regard to mitzvahs. The Gemara said that Rabbi Yirmi was inquiring whether ein dichui eitzel mitzvahs apply only to chumras, such as in the case of kitzui dam, or even what leads to a kula, such as the hadas case. The Gemara leaves it as a take, but later resolves part of the question. So the peg-leg pirate got angry after he clipped off the top of the hadas and saw a new bud begin to grow on Yantiv, got distracted pulling off all its berries to eat. Which reminds us, the Gemara questions Rabbi Eliezer Ben Rabbi Shimon, who holds that one may pluck berries off a hadas on Yantiv. But one is thereby repairing a kliyan yantiv. Rav Ashi answered that we're dealing with a case where one plucked the berries for the purpose of eating them. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon holds like his father who said, Davar she'ein miskaven is mutter. When the Gemara objects, because Abai and Rabbi both said Rabbi Shimon concedes that one is chayv in a case of psik resh v'liyamus, it answers that we're dealing with a case of de'ezli hoshana achrisi, where the person has another hoshana with which he can do the mitzvah. Since it's irrelevant in whether this hadas is valid, plucking the berries is not considered a repair. So the peg-leg pirate got angry after he clipped off the top of the hadas and saw a new bud begin to grow on Yantiv, got distracted pulling off all its berries to eat, that a ship got grounded in a willow brook. Which reminds us, we learn many dinim of rabbas from the pasuk of Arvei Nachal. The term brook willows refers to a rabbas that grow by a brook. Another pshat is sha'ale shala mashul chenachal. That's a type of a rabbas whose leaf is elongated like a brook. And the plural form of Arvei Nachal teaches that rabbas are not only kosher if they grow by a brook, but they're also kosher if they grow in fields and mountains. And Abba Shul said Arvei Shtaim. The plural form of a rabbas implies two rabbas are required, one for the luv and the other one for the mikdash to encircle the mizbeach with the rabbas each day of sukkahs. The Rabban hold that the mitzvah of rabbas in the mikdash is halacha l'moshe misinai. Daf Lamedal, so the simur Daf Lamedalad is a ladder. So here goes. The ladder, that must be more on Daf Lamedalad. The ladder covered in white-stemmed and rounded leaf tzavtzava with serrated edges, which reminds us the term Arvei Nachal refers to aravos that grow by a brook and excludes tzavtzava which grow among the mountains. The Gemara brings a braisa that distinguishes between arava and tzavtzava. The arava, its stem is red and its leaf is elongated and the edge of its leaf is smooth. The tzavtzava, its stem is white, its leaf is rounded and the edge of its leaf is serrated like a sickle. So the ladder covered in white-stemmed and rounded leaf tzavtzava with serrated edges, had three hadasim on the third rung, two aravos on the second rung, and a luv on the first rung. Which reminds us, the next mishnah brings machlokes tanaim regarding how many of each species must be taken. Rabbi Shmuel holds that one must take three hadasim, two aravos, one luv, and one esrog. Rabbi Akiva says that just as only one luv and one esrog are required, so too only one hadas and one arava are required. A braisa states that Rabbi Shmuel said, pre-eitz hadar teaches that one esrog is a required amount. Kapos tamarim refers to one luv, since kapos is written without the vav. The three words of anav eitz avos allude to the three hadasim, and Arvei Nachal refers to two aravos. So the ladder covered in white-stemmed and rounded leaf tzatzifa with serrated edges had three hadasim on the third rung, two aravos on the second rung, and a luv on the first rung, with the esrog all alone on the side. Which reminds us, in the same braisa, Rabbi Eliezer said that one might have thought that the esrog should be tied together with the other three species in one bundle. Since the pasuk says pre-eitz hadar, kapos tamarim, without the connecting letter vav, this teaches that the esrog is not bundled with the other species. And how do we know that the dal minim are ma'ak of one another? That if one takes only three of the four, meaning he has completely failed to fulfill the mitzvah? The Torah therefore teaches v'lakachtem shetehei l'kichotama, and you shall take, which indicates that it should be a complete taken. Rashi explains that Rabbi Yezer expounds v'lakachtem as v'lakachtatam, and you shall take completely. Daf Lamed Hei, so the simmer Daf Lamed Hei is the children's choir singing la la la. So here goes. The pre-eitz hadar children's choir, that must be more in Daf Lamed Hey, La La La. The pre-800 children's choir, comprised of kids of different ages, dressed up as Srogim, singing in a tree, which reminds us that we have four different pshatim regarding the pasuk of pre-800. Either it's Shatama Eitz, Kadama Pri, or read it as Hadir, that the Esrog tree is like a corral, in that the new fruits arrive when the older fruits are still on the tree, because an Esrog is different from other fruits, in that it can be on the tree for a number of years, or Altikra Hadar El Hadar, Shadar B'Ilanu Mishana Lashana, that it dwells on the tree from year after year, or Altikra Hadar El Idar, which is Greek for water, since the Esrog tree relies upon both rainfall and irrigation. So the pre-800 children's choir, comprised of kids of different ages, dressed up as Esrogim, singing in a tree, wouldn't let the kid in the Orla Esrog costume, which reminds us that there are two reasons given for why an Esrog of Orla is possible, either because it has no heter achila, or it doesn't have a din mamon, since Orla is asubana and would not fulfill the lekach l'mochem. Now, while the Gemara says that everybody agrees that an Esrog requires a heter achila, there is a disagreement whether it requires a din mamon. The nafkamina is Maaser Sheni eaten in Yerushalayim, according to Rabbi Meir. While it does have a heter achila, since it's in Yerushalayim, it does not have a din mamon, according to Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, Maaser Sheni is mamon gavoa, it belongs to the Most High, and not considered the money of the owner. So the pre-800 children's choir, comprised of kids of different ages, dress up as esrogim, singing in a tree, wouldn't let the kid in the Orla Esrog costume, and the one who broke his pitam, join them. Which reminds the Mishnah said, Nitlo pitmaso aser, if the pitam is removed, it is aser because it's chaser, it's deficient. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar brought a brisa with the reading Nitla Buchnaso, its pestle was removed. This reading reflects the fact that the pitam is pointed and its shape resembles that of a pestle. Rabbi Yitzhak ben Elazar informs us that the esrog is pasul only if the base of the pitam is missing, but not if the bud is missing. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.